And Kellen here tonight as we look at his numbers, finished with 21 points, 8 of 13 shooting, 3 of 5 from deep, 2 of 2 from the line, also grabbed 6 rebounds, 3 assists. And Kellen, something I mentioned to Coach in the postgame, I felt like you had a little added fire to your game tonight when you came out.
Yeah, we were, well, me in particular, I was pretty motivated and hungry for this game, especially after Tuesday night? Yeah, Tuesday night. And dropping a game we wish we could get back for sure. And then just as it, from an overall team standpoint, I thought we were all pretty clearly motivated and hungry for this game. You know, we lost to them in, back in January, and they're second in the league. So, you know, you look forward to playing teams like that at home.
We were
great tonight.
When you look at a collective win like this, there's so many guys that you can go through. Bates Jones, 3 points, 3 rebounds. But how big were those 3 rebounds?
Oh, man, after the game, I was as excited for Bates as I think I could have possibly been. I mean, those were – Bates is tough as nails. People don't always notice that, I don't think. But for him to come up with those two pivotal rebounds and give us another shot at the line, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of plays that you could say the difference in the game, but that those – two offensive rebounds could very well be the difference in tonight's game. And just for him to come up with those plays after playing sparingly minutes-wise throughout the game, that's just incredible for us. And I'm just so happy for Bates. Bates has worked so hard, and he's so committed. So you love to see that.
I think it would be a lot of fun to see you and John Axel go two-on-two against Doughton and Russell. What was the plan defensively, especially against Russell? But, I mean, it seemed like he had a tough night shooting as well, but he was also contested a lot. It seemed like you guys were obviously really focused on him.
Yeah, Coach Matt McKillop had the scout, and he challenged me to guard Fats this game. Carter guarded him last game, and so Matt challenged me to guard him. And, you know, I thought if I could try to use my length to my advantage, I'm 6'5", he's about 5'10". You know, he's quicker than I am, but if I could try to play in between him and use my length to my advantage, I thought – that would be the best way for me to guard him efficiently. And I think he was 3-for-18, 3-for-17, something like that. So we did a good job on him. He's first or second in the league in scoring, so right. We're happy with that. And Jeff Dowen's a four-year guy. He's a good player. But 21 points on 6-for-16, and we won. So 8 of those from the free throw line. You like to limit him a little more than that, but
yep.
Someone's got to score on a team, right? So. We're very happy with their collective effort on the defensive end, and I thought our toughness was good, and you know, we were victorious for a reason.
And what about Nelson? Tell us about him a little bit. I know last year not as much time on the court, but I would see him in here every day working with Kevin Kuick, and man, he seems to be full of energy, and he just seems to be adding a lot off the bench. And then tonight got the start as well as last game.
Yeah, Nelson he's a workaholic. I mean, he all summer long he elected not to go home this summer. He was in the gym constantly. He's always in the gym constantly. And, you know, he's one of those guys that just tries to do what he's told. And, you know, for him, fortunately, injuries have happened, and that's allowed him to play some more minutes, and now he's starting, and he's, you know, he understands his role. He's, you know, he's effective around the rim. He catches alley-oops. He blocks shots. He rebounds. He runs the floor. And he understands his role, and we need guys like that can do that, and he's been a big addition to us. I know my dad's happy. My dad's a big Nelson fan.
I think most people are right now.
They're becoming that way if they didn't know before.
Yeah. Kelly, what were you thinking when Fats hit that three to send us to overtime?
You try to put it behind you. There were 5 seconds left. I mean, initially I was upset because I thought the screen on me was – a moving screen, but they didn't call it, and you know that's part of the game. And you know, I really wanted us to try to keep. You know, we kept saying in the huddle, we look defeated when it's overtime. It's a tie game. We have to stay positive and try not to let you know Tuesday night become another occurrence for us. So, and even in overtime, I thought our resiliency really showed. We were down 3, I thought it was.
Yeah, we had two turnovers.
Yeah, we had 2 turnovers in a row. They had a chance to extend the lead, but we really dug in and got stops and rebounded, and then we came down and we ended up coming out with a win. So, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is we just showed a lot of toughness tonight and a lot of resiliency, and that's really good for our team. So,
the final one for you, Kellen, with how much of a roller coaster this year has been, with big highs, really low lows. How important is it to relish and enjoy the wins like this? I know you keep building toward March, but this is a big moment.
Yeah. You don't want to, you know, just take a game like this and brush it off. We just beat a team that's won, I think it's been like 10 of their last 11 or 11 of their last 13 mm-hmm. games or something along those lines, and they were 19-6 going into the game, and they had been very, very effective. They've got, you know, the leading scorer in the conference. They're a physical team. They're a well-coached team. So you really want to cherish a win like this and celebrate it. Tomorrow's another day. Monday's another day, and then we got LaSalle on Tuesday. So we can't. Coach always tells us, don't get fat and happy. So we got to stay. I'm going to make up a thing right here. We got to stay skinny and hungry.
I like that. Kellen, thanks for your time. It's always a great win tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.